Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Hi, we're Murphy's Law.
We are indeed, and guys, it's really important that you support Joy during this year's Radiothon.
If you love our podcast, head to joy.org.au.
Sign up now. Go on, do it. I dare you.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
They're burly, hirsute, and dogged with lingering queries about their proclivities in the woods. The annual Southern Hibernation Event Week was on here in Melbourne, celebrating all things bear in the gay community and culminating in the Mr. Australasia Bear Competition, crowning a representative of the Australian and New Zealand bear communities for the coming year. I headed down to the festivities and spoke with each of this year's contestants about what exactly defines a bear and gave them a little practice at their pageant answers ahead of the competition.
I'm Dale Apple and Mr. Harbour City Bear, which is Sydney, Australia, or New South Wales.
My name is Alex and I'm Mr. Queensland Bear 2017-18.
Jason Hickford and representing Mr. Bear's Perth.
Hi there, I'm Gary Denny and I'm representing Mr. Urge Bear, New Zealand.
I'm Ben, I'm from Tasmania.
My name's Freddie and I'm from Victoria, so Mr. Vic Bear 2018.
What defines a bear to you?
I think a bear can be defined by your heart and by your head. So in your heart, if you feel you're a bear, you're a bear and no one can tell you any differently. And then in your head, if you think you're a bear, be comfortable in your surroundings, be friendly, be opening, and you know what? You're a bear.
A bear is a person that is confident with living with the image and doesn't have to show off to other people, and is very friendly with other people, embracing all people in the community and to get together and fun.
It's more of a community thing. It's for a group of guys, obviously you have the big hairy guys, but it's also people that don't feel comfortable in another gay community or group. So it's really open to anyone. There's no judgment. It can be big, small, whatever.
A bear to me is someone who just accepts him or herself for exactly what they are and that suspends judgment when they're together. So they don't judge people on how they act, how they look, how they speak. Bears are usually people who support each other.
A bear to me is more about being accepted and friendship.
It's not about the fur and the belly, although they are very sexy things. I think it's about mentality. And I actually really dislike that question, to be honest with you, because as soon as we ask it, we're putting limits as to, you know, what a bear is and what it's not. I think, you know, just be good to one another. A bear is someone that's, you know, caring and genuine. That's pretty much it.
What is it you're hoping to achieve with the title?
If I win Mr. Australasia, my hope is that I can actually spread out past Australia and New Zealand, maybe up into Japan, maybe into some of the Fiji Islands or somewhere outside of the norm. There is a very big bear community out there, and we're just scratching the surface. And I think you need somebody that's willing to go a little bit outside their comfort zone, and I'm that guy.
Well, I hope I'm going to reach people that are a bit far away from the community and bring inside. And probably I'm going to continue to do some fundraising as Mr. Australasia Bear, if I get the opportunity, to reach for organizations that don't get any support from the government and help people that are in need.
Well, obviously Perth is probably a little bit out there from everywhere else, and it's more for me is to grow that link between the wider bear community throughout Australia, and also for Perth. We struggle a little bit to get the younger members into the bear thing, so I really want to be a platform for that and grow it.
I'd really like to work, and if I was to get the title today, and I want also to use my New Zealand title, to do some work around youth suicide in the LGBTQ community. I know in New Zealand we have one of the highest rates of youth suicide in the OECD, and there needs to be a lot more work with our young rainbow community to stop that happening.
I would hope to really work with the bear community. Obviously, because where I'm from, I don't really have a huge community itself, so I'd like to branch out and work with the bear community all around the whole country and help create events and sort of get out there and actually bring more people in as well.
So there's a lot of things. One, I'm launching a buddy program. So it's a new program for newly diagnosed guys with HIV that focuses on regional and rural areas. I want to start it off in Victoria and then hopefully roll it out Australia-wide. So that's kind of my main thing, as well as a lot of charity work and community work. So with Prep Access Now, Living Positive Victoria as well.
Is the Mr. Australasia Bear Comp a beauty or popularity contest?
I think it can be viewed that way. We have to do a lot of things. When I was elected as Harbour Bear, I was told I was basically the meat that gets to be used for promotion and things like that for Harbour City. They did put me up on posters and things like that. So whether or not that's beauty or whether or not that's part of the pageant, I think we do get utilized in a lot of different ways. We've got to get the community involved. And so in a way, it is sort of a beauty pageant. But I would say overall, it's not based on looks. It's not based on popularity.
Maybe for other contestants it is, but for me it's not. For me it's a platform to get the word there and get other people in the community to get together and do something good for the community.
And neither in my view. It's an opportunity for the bear community, not to show off, but to get everyone together at the end of the day. Because you've got people from every state here, we're all making good friends and getting along brilliantly.
I think it's neither beauty nor popularity. I think it's about being able to project an image of being a bear that's a positive image. And it's a lot of fun, and there is a popularity part of it because everybody loves to have a bit of fun around the popularity. But generally it's about being a bear and making other people know that it's okay to be yourself.
Definitely not. It's more about being the one to represent your whole community.
I think it's about, one, representing your community and, you know, making them proud, but also, you know, what you can do with the title. So, you know, the sash is amazing and great, but I know for me, I didn't enter the competition for the title or the sash. It's for me a platform to do some good to a community that's been so good to me and a community that I care so deeply about.
And finally, in the spirit of pageants, describe your perfect date.
Well, I would say April 24th, but that's probably been overused. Probably going to a dinner somewhere, having a nice big old meaty steak, maybe wiping somebody's chin when they have a little bit of spill, and then going home and having hot, awesome sex.
I got a partner. What we like the most is because he works, I work, then I go to the gym. We don't see each other so much. So our Sunday, we can just lay and cuddle in bed and watch TV.
Out on the beach, I like the sunset, sitting down at the beach, and somebody sitting next to me with a glass of wine, just watching the sunset.
Would be someone who I could go to dinner with and then come back and watch YouTube clips of aeroplanes.
To me, it would just be really chilling out at home, you know, on the couch in front of the telly, you know, cuddled up, and that's perfect.
8 inches and above.
That was the competitors of this year's Mr. Australasia Bear Comp, including this year's winner Dale from Harbour City Bears in New South Wales.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.